Chapter 18. Deadly Force. An added dimension to such problems is the increasing use of private police forces. In 2012, Sharpstown, a community of 66,000 located southwest of Houston, joined more than 70 Texas communities in contracting with the private firm Strategic Executive and Logistical Security Solutions, LLC, SEAL, to provide routine police protection. Private police, termed by some as mercenaries for corporate America, are entrusted with all the powers of a government cop, but not held to the same legal standards, according to Rutherford Institute President John W. Whitehead, adding, "These private police firms enjoy the trappings of government agencies, the weaponry, the arrest and shoot authority, even the ability to ticket and frisk, but they're often poorly trained, inadequately screened, poorly regulated, and heavily armed." Now, if that sounds a lot like public police officers, you wouldn't be far wrong. Whitehead said the label of private is dubious at best. Mind you, this is a far cry from a privatization of police. These are guns for hire, answerable to corporations who are already in bed with the government. They are extensions of the government without even the pretense of public accountability, he stated. Of course, police misconduct is most worrisome when it involves lethal force. The militarization of police has been accompanied by a new us-versus-them attitude toward the public. Police have not only become heavily armed, but also quicker on the trigger. This is an issue that transcends issues of race. And it's nothing new. According to USA Today, local police reported at least 400 police killings to the FBI each year in the 7 years ending in 2012. But despite the perception that a disproportionate number of blacks are being killed by white police, fatal police shootings appear to be an issue transcending racial divisions. Only 96 of the reported 400 deaths were black citizens shot by white police. However, such reports did reveal that 18% of blacks killed during those years were under age 21, compared to 8.7% of whites. Nevertheless, USA Today reporters Kevin Johnson, Megan Hoyer, and Brad Heath noted the database used for these statistics is considered flawed and largely incomplete. The killings are self-reported by law enforcement, and not all police departments participate, so the database undercounts the actual number of deaths. Plus, the numbers are not audited after they are submitted to the FBI, and the statistics on justifiable homicides have conflicted with independent measures of fatalities at the hands of police, they reported.